Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Oh yeah, it's a great day to put on a pair of tacky gold sneakers and run after democracy. Hey, welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkley Show with me together, a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. What a week, right? We'll take it all on. The bogus Biden impeachment inquiry rolls on, despite the fact that their quote-unquote smoking gun witness was just arrested for lying to the FBI about the whole darn thing. Ouch. Trump sneakers are a big topic on Fox News and at CPAC. It would be hilarious if it wasn't so daunting and dangerous. We'll talk about all of that. Nikki Haley's last stand, or is she in it for the long haul? Conflicting comments from the craven politician who is the last one standing in the GOP against Trump tomorrow is South Carolina's primary. We'll talk about it. And crazy in Alabama, what's happening down there with the embryo decision wreaking havoc on IVF treatments and reproductive rights throughout the country? Boy, do we have a lot to talk about in that area as well. We'll take it all on. We'll enjoy some great music here for Gun 45 in the mix. As are you. Are you listening live? It is Friday, February 23rd. It's 9 a.m. out west, 11 a.m. central, and high noon here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Hey, if you're taking along for that live ride, you can avail yourself of the .NET chat box and or the Facebook page. And, of course, anyone can jump in on the busy 24/7 Twitter X feed at AB Rights, all being held by the talented and tenacious TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by ChumbaCasinos.com. You can enjoy free slots, blackjack, and more online at ChumbaCasinos.com. Also by Dunkin', America Runs in Dunkin'. Fuel up with all your favorites. America Runs in Dunkin'. Also by PopNet, arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring the Amy Beth Darkly Show and those robust roundtables. A couple of doozies in the rear view. And don't forget, government shutdown looming, they took a vacation, Ukraine aid, and Israeli aid all in the wake, and of course, the Biden inquiry must roll on, because one monkey, even if he's lying to the FBI, don't stop no show. Weigh in, I'm Andrew Beth Arkley Show. Happy to have you aboard. Little Lies, Breaking My Heart. Knickerbockers for Dwayne and Mary Alice on the Amy Beth Arkowy Show. And Little Lies, just a few Little Lies. Don't worry, the inquiry can roll on. Fleetwood Mac for Daphne, thank you for the kind words via the PopNet chat box. Love playing with you guys in real time. You know I do. And Johnny Rivers, Secret Agent Man for Alexander Smirnov, who apparently was playing both sides of the middle, played with the Russians and the United States for 10 years. He was a quote-unquote credible FBI informant, but there goes the bogus impeachment claim, or no, because they're going to go on anyway. Because one monkey don't stop no show from Honeycomb, as Comer and Jordan are now downplaying this witness. Before they were praising him to hilt, he's a credible witness, he's got a smoking gun, blah, blah, blah. Now, it's just one person, no big deal. Keep going with the bogus impeachment inquiry while the government shutdown looms on March 1st. They're taking a couple of weeks off for a vacation, but we've got all kinds of things, Ukraine aid in the balance. The Ukrainian war will be 2 years tomorrow for the Russian invasion in Ukraine, and we're sitting on the sidelines. And meanwhile, Trump is not condemning Putin, but comparing himself to Navalny, who was found dead at the gulag in Siberia last week, and he's claiming that he was a brave man, not mentioning that he was probably murdered by Putin, but then saying that he's like Navalny because he's being, quote-unquote, persecuted and in facing indictments that he never heard of indictments before. Well, yeah, he should have been indicted 40 years ago. Thank you very much to the late DA from Manhattan, Robert Morgenthau, who on his deathbed lamented that he should have handled Trump when he could have and should have. This guy was paying people off all those years and got away with all kinds of stuff, including the fraud. He's still waiting on him paying the close to $500 million fraud claim that he's going to have to come up with. It's $355 million plus interest keeps accruing, so we'll see what happens with that. And, of course, the $83.3 million that has to go to E. Jean Carroll. He's also appealing all of those things. But there's some money has to be put up, and so far I don't think he's put it up. He did put up some of it for the E. Jean Carroll, but not the fraud case yet. Stay tuned, as they say. They had to sell a lot of those 399 tacky gold sneakers for that. And the big news of that I think was it's hilarious on one level, but it's also very depressing on another. That you had some guy on Fox News spouting that the sneakers are going to help Trump get the black vote because black people love sneakers. This is great. This is really serious. It's not a joke. This is using a stereotype and thinking that's what is going to win him over to the black community. Outrageous, if you ask me. Hey, what say you? Twitter X feed is AB Wright's phone line, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, found in the chat box available if you're taking along for the live Friday, February 23rd ride. Lots of folks chiming in. And you know I love playing with you guys in real time. I just so do. Reed Pot in the chat box says, a lot of crazy things happening on the Republican side of the aisle, but I'm still worried about the election. Let's not take anything for granted. Well said, Reed. Me too. I'm getting 2016 vibes, I have to tell you folks. Let's not take anything for granted. Let's not despair. As Nancy Pelosi says, you know, we don't agonize, we organize. But at the same time, we can't pretend that because they're outrageous on this side of the aisle and Trump is crazy and so are the MAGA folks, that it's not going to possibly happen because we still have the pesky Electoral College. We have those third-party threats. And I'm just saying, 2016, there was that enthusiasm gap with Hillary, unfortunately. And I'm feeling that with Biden right now, and we're not going to have as big a turnout, mostly because of the fact that we had, I think, universal ability to vote by mail during 2020 because of the pandemic. That's going to go out the window now, and a lot of people will just stay home. And that's the problem. The Trump people will show up, but the Biden people might not. Don't take anything for granted. We see what's happening with reproductive rights. We see what's happening with gay rights, trans rights, the climate, all of those issues that are big with young people. But young people are particularly unenthusiastic about Biden because of the Gaza situation. And it's a serious situation, but it's a complicated one. You can't pin it on Joe Biden. I mean, Netanyahu is really like Israeli's version of Trump. He wants to keep this thing going as long as he can to stay out of jail. So, I mean, it's unfortunate. But Joe is trying hard to get a settlement together. And I know I'm bereft for the hostages that are still there, the Israelis and the Americans and other foreigners who are being held hostage, and for the people of Gaza, who many people, young people, kids, babies, have been killed. It's horrible. So it's horrible on all sides, but you can't pin it on Joe Biden. They're trying their darndest with diplomacy. Maybe they have to get tougher. I agree with that. But you can't go with one issue and say, I'm going to sit it out. That makes no sense. You really have to galvanize and think about all your issues. So I'm going to keep pushing for the Vote Blue, no matter who crew, and let's mobilize, and let's get these people. We need surrogates in the black community, the Hispanic community. Certainly young people need to be energized, and we have to get everybody out in full force in 2024. It's very, very crucial. Twitter X feed is AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, Potnet chat box. Tomorrow, of course, is the South Carolina primary. And Nikki Haley says she's still in it. Now, she keeps stepping in and out of it all the time. She makes a lot of mistakes. When she makes a mistake, she stepped in just recently with the Alabama Supreme Court decision, which declared embryos are children, and this has put like a dead halt on any IVF treatment in that state for now, and it may progress over the country, although now they're backpedaling the Republicans because IVF encourages families. The problem is if you call an embryo a person and something happens in an accident or it doesn't take, then you can be charged maybe with manslaughter? That's craziness. So these clinics and hospitals have halted their treatments for now in Alabama. We'll see what happens if they modify it because some Republicans have come out and said, wait a minute, not a good idea. But she said she thinks that embryos are babies. Well, they're definitely not babies because you got to be implanted into the uterus for that, right? I mean, it's just, you got to have a little science on your side, not just theology and your own opinion. But that's a whole other separate issue. But if they are babies, then a lot of people must have frozen tax deductions waiting for it. Can you take the tax deduction if they're already children? Think about that. Craziness and deal, but we'll see. She says she's in to win it. She didn't say in to win it. She said, I'm in it until the last voter votes. We'll see. People say she's going to get shellacked in her home state of South Carolina and go on to Super Tuesday. And then after that, I'm thinking she's going to start endorsing Trump. Because she already said Biden is more dangerous than Trump. If you say that, I'm out. And she promises to pardon him. But keep going. And I'll send this one out. It was for Leandra, who said, you got to play with this. Instead of Ricky, don't lose that number, how about Nikki, don't lose that number, the number of votes you need. Here's one from Steely Dan on the Amy Beth Arcoli Show in honor of Walter Becker's birthday back in 1950. The late Walter Becker from Steely Dan on the Amy Beth Arcoli Show.
You're leaving, that's okay. I thought our little wild time had just begun. I guess you kind of scared yourself, you turn and run. But if you had a change of heart,
you feel bad. keep your head, little girl. I won't know where I am.
You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man. That's the end of with another.
Sunshine, just feel the moonshine. Ain't it just like a friend of mine? You hit me from behind. Guess I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Gone to Carolina in my mind. And I'm gone to Carolina.
Show the Joe DiMessina. I think it's going to be Carolina tomorrow for the South Carolina GOP primary. Everybody's thinking about it, including James Taylor's great song, Carolina in My Mind, for Delaney. Thank you for playing with us in real time. And Run for Your Life from the Beatles, from Sam and Darwin to Nikki Haley. And, of course, we played around with that song, Ricky, Don't Lose That Number, from Steely Dan. Nikki, don't lose sight of those numbers you need. Maybe an upset tomorrow. You never know. You just don't. It's funny how Nikki Haley steps in it a lot. I mean, she's pretty deft at being a politician. She's craven, and she spins herself, but she's pretty deft at it. But she often steps in it. She's done it with the slavery thing, the racist thing, and now with this embryo business in Alabama, stepping in about trying to backpedal. But what's interesting is Okay, she does that, but Trump steps in it all the time, and he never backpedals, and people just shrug and accept it and say that's just the way he is, or he was just joking. He gets away with it. It's crazy to me. What say you? Twitter X feed is Baby Wright's phone line, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet Chat Box, available too. Shelley says on the PopNet Chat Box, thanks so much, love your vibe and the way you incorporate the music, but I have to tell you, I'm concerned about this election. Let's not take anything for granted. Exactly. I'm with you, Shelley. As I keep saying, be optimistic, but be vigilant. Or as Nancy Pelosi says, of course, don't agonize, organize, but we've got to stay on this. We can't just pretend it's going to be easy because he's crazy, and they're craven, and the MAGA people are going even crazier. See what's going on at CPAC. They show clips of it. They apparently have a January 6th pinball game that people are playing. Going, you talk about full tilt nuts. And they showed a clip of a guy saying, this is where democracy ends. They're blatant about it. They're not even hiding it. There is that 2025 project by the Heritage Foundation that wants to incorporate Christian white nationalism into our country. That is so anathema to America and our values. I don't get it. It's not true conservatism. I mean, I know Republicans over the years who are now just affected Republicans who can't bear this stuff because it's not true. So I stand with those people like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, the people who fell out with the Republican Party. I implore them to reconstitute their party, take a new one. They just had a survey out by historians ranking the presidents from one, I think Abraham Lincoln is number one, to 45. Guess who's number 45? Yeah, Donald Trump. You want to do that again? Joe Biden comes in at 14. Obama's at 7. Clinton's at 12. I mean, you have a lot of people who have done good works. And Biden has done a lot of works, and I think he's going to climb up that chart. And maybe he should step aside, but he's not going to, so we have to back him. It's Biden-Harris 2024. We have to do it. And we have to fight for it. But let's not take anything for granted, because I think a lot of people are going to be sleeping on this one, and we can sleepwalk our way into a dictatorship under the guise of they're both the same. They're not the same. One side is caring about democracy and those issues, and I know kids are upset about Gaza and everything else. It's a complicated issue. But again, there are a lot of issues that young people should be concerned about, including the democracy itself, reproductive rights, gay rights, trans rights, climate change, all of those things you have to mobilize. And we need ambassadors, young people to get out and do it. We need black people. We need influencers in these spheres. Hispanic women, I think, are pretty much on board. Most women, even Republican women, I think, are going to have to go vote blue in 2024 because we're slouching quickly. We're not even slouching. We're sprinting towards Gilead, if you know what I mean. And speaking of that, of course, down in Alabama, they have that crazy law ruling by the Alabama Supreme Court. We'll see what happens, if it's going to hold, because there's a lot of backlash about it now. But in the meantime, it's crazy in Alabama, this time with reproductive rights. I'm Amy Tarquisha. You know this one from Kate Campbell? It's a beauty. Give a listen.
I heard Odessa's mind was sick, that she was crazier than hell. The police caught her turning tricks down at the Blue and Gray Motel. Odessa was the neighbor's maid. Damn, they say a white man posted bail. My dad said not to breathe a word. I told my brother all I heard. And a train of change was coming fast in my hometown. We had the choice to climb on board or get run. Civil rights, Martin Luther King, KKK, George C. Wallace, and LBJ. And when the National Guard came in, I thought the world was gonna end. It was hot summer afternoons at the public swimming pool, where the privileged and the few played on their island of blue, and brown children watched outside the fence. It never made one lick of sense. But the train of change was coming fast to my hometown. We had the choice to climb on board or get run. Civil rights, Martin Luther King, KKK, George C. Wallace, and LBJ. When the National Guard came in, I thought the world was gonna end. It was crazy in Alabama. My mama yelled, child, get inside. Drapes, locked the doors. We watched the marchers passing by, felt the rumble, heard the roar, and they all held hands. They sang and wept, and freedom rang in every step. 'Cause the train of change was marching through my hometown. We had the choice to climb on board or run down. And it was crazy. There were grown men fights over segregation and civil rights. Martin Luther King and the KKK, George C. Wallace and LBJ. When the National Guard came in, I thought the world was gonna end. It was crazy. And
last tune, we had some requests for it. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Can't you see it? I know you can feel it. It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's got me so upset, and Governor Wallace has made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Hound dogs on my trail, school children sitting in jail. Black cat crossed my path. I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on the land of mine. We all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here. I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you. Me and my people just about do. I've been there, so I know they keep on saying, go slow. That's just the trouble.
Too slow.
Washing the windows.
Too slow.
Picking the cotton.
Too slow.
We're just plain rotten.
Too slow.
We're too damn lazy.
Too slow.
I think it's crazy.
Too slow.
Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn.
try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. You lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady, and you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie. My country is full of lies. We are all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust nobody anymore. They keep on saying go slow. That's just the trouble. Desegregation. Mass participation. Unification.
Late Nina Simone and her classic Mississippi Goddamn. I'm Amy Beth Arcoui Show. Nina Simone, groundbreaker, born February 21st, 1933. Boy, did she make her mark. And their little sojourn down south with Kate Campbell's Crazy in Alabama, which kind of encapsulized the civil rights era. Crazy in Alabama again with the reproductive era down there with that embryo decision from the Alabama Supreme Court. And boy, oh boy, elections have consequences. They traded in Doug Jones, a pure civil rights hero, former governor of Alabama. I guess they used to vote for Democrats occasionally. A lawyer who prosecuted Klan folks as a senator was ousted for a coach named Tommy Tuberville. Now, I'm not saying all coaches are stupid or athletes or anything else, but this guy, he is. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He was the one who was holding up military aid because the military, or the military promotions rather, because the military was too woke. Remember that? Now his comment on the Alabama Supreme Court decision, he says he agrees with it because we need more children in Alabama. And when the reporter said, well, but this is going to implicate, put a kibosh on IVF treatments, which encourage families, he said, well, that's a tough one. He doesn't understand what's going on. He didn't know what the Voting Rights Act was. You know, people, you should vote for people who know what they're doing. I mean, this is the point. Let's not vote for criminals. Let's not vote for stupid people. Let's vote for people who are informed and well-meaning and who want to work on a progressive agenda or something you agree with. I mean, even if you're conservative, vote for people who have some conscience and have a sense and are intelligent, not idiots. There aren't conservative people who are smart. This guy is not one of them. Anything on your mind, the Twitter X feed is AB Wright. It's online 347-857-4505, Facebook page, Fotnet chat box. Ray says CPAC is nuts. They're actually overtly saying they want to kill democracy. Frankly, I'm getting scared. Me too. But I said, as Nancy Pelosi always says, organize, don't agonize. We can do it. We still have time. But we have to mobilize, and we have to realize what's at stake. Don't talk about the odds. You know, the pollsters and the media, they love to talk about the odds. We have to talk about what's at stake here. What's at stake is the future of this country. Pure and simple and no hyperbole intended, indeed. I want to talk about a couple of cultural notes before we move on and before I forget. I don't know if you're watching this fascinating show. It's the latest in Ryan Murphy's feud series. It's called Capote versus the Swans, about Truman Capote and the socialites that he was great friends with until the mid-70s when he wrote this veiled story that appeared in Esquire about their lives, and they all got mad at him and took him on and tried to undercut him, and that was the rest of his life was swept up in this whole story. Fascinating and done really well. The writing is smart. The acting is impeccable. There's Tom Hollander, who I guess I've seen elsewhere, but I didn't really know that much about. He transforms himself into Truman Capote, and you know, Truman Capote has been portrayed by a lot of people. Years ago, they had that one-man Broadway show with Robert Morse did it called True. And then in recent years, there were those two dueling films that came out like 1 year apart. Capote, which got an Oscar for the late Philip Seymour Hoffman, fascinating. And the same era, it was about the Cold Blood, when he was writing in Cold Blood. Toby Jones did an infamous, lighter touch, but also a wonderful job. And I saw both of those films, so I was curious to see how Tom Hollander would do it. He's fascinating. He's great. Other great acting going on, too, with Naomi Watts as Babe Haley. There's Diane Lane as Slim Keith, and Chloe Savini as CZ Guest and others. It's just fascinating, and it's worth watching. It's on FX Wednesday nights. I think you can probably get it on demand and catch up because they've done about four or five episodes. There are a few more to go. It is fascinating and a worthy watch. The other thing I wanted to mention is the passing of one of my favorite authors, Ellen Gilchrist, who died, I guess, at the end of January, just shy of her 89th birthday, which would have been this past week. Immense amount of stories and characters she left behind. I just love it. I don't know if I read all her books, but I read a lot of them. There have been a bunch of them. Mostly short story collections, but she also wrote a couple of novels and some great characters. Rhoda Manning, recurring characters, Nora Jean Worthington that appear. So the characters, the stories, they live on. Ellen Gilchrist, thank you so much for all that hard work and all those great stories. Really interesting stories about the South for the most part, the foibles of the upper crust in the South, but spot-on dialogue, just really good characters. You check it out. And, you know, when you delve into things when you haven't, like the same thing with musicians, when people haven't read or listened to the music or read their works, there's always a surprise. So if I can turn you on to this is something you're going to enjoy. So check it out. And speaking of which, your own work means something too. Inspiration Action Challenge, want to give a shout-out to, is it Gordy? Gordia Montclair, who says, thanks so much. I am re-embracing my inner artist, as you would say, and following the traditions of the challenge with journaling. It's helped me reconnect with my art, both visual and in the written word. We'll see how it goes. All right, Gordy, keep going. Please keep us posted. Inspiration to action. If it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. On the other hand, you will push in the right direction. Let's start a creativity coaching, counseling conversation. First one you know is on me. Give me a few weeks to connect, though. Please do so either way via the website, Amy Beth Arkowy. ARKAWY.com. Easy access via the Twitter X feed or just Google the darn thing. And while you're there, check out my stories. The award-winning Liza Gordon Mysteries are available from Cozy Cat Press for ebook and paperback, and we have some other goodies, collections, et cetera, available. And yeah, you can chime in with guest suggestions, Big Story Forgotten 45 requests. We have links to the podcast and social media connections. Friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Wrights. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. One-stop creative shop at the website. AmyBethArkowy.com, and you can shop around for creativity and your own medium. Give it a shot if you want to. Here's a happy birthday, belated birthday wishes, 84 candles for one of Motown's great Smokey Robinson on the Amy Beth Arkowy Show.
I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now, pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you've become a young man now, it's still some fun.
morning stars shine. The earth says hello.
Thank you.
For David Geffen, as he was stoking the machinery in the popular song. Producer Geffen celebrated his 81st birthday on February 21st. Happy birthday. And Sheila wanted to hear a song for William Oliver Swafford, better known as Oliver, the 60s pop sensation with his song Good Morning Starshine. He was born February 22nd, 1945, sadly passed away at the age of 54, but he left his imprint. And shopping around with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, happy belated 84th birthday to Smokey Robinson. He's been blessed with creative longevity, and we've all been blessed with his largesse, if you know what I mean. Hey, one final time around the social media horn before we sashay out of here. We're running a little late, but that's okay. Trudy and Aurora, they can handle it for us. Bridget says, thanks so much for your show. I really appreciate the music and the commentary. I am getting nervous, but yes, we've got to do things to keep it going. I'm voting blue no matter who. Indeed. Roy says, voting in the South Carolina primary tomorrow. I am a Republican, but I'm voting for Haley because I can't stand Trump. And, yeah, I'm going to vote for Biden in November. We got to save the country. Out. Like that attitude, Roy. Keep going. I know a lot of people like you, and we've got to keep the spirit alive. Phelps says, CPAC is scary. What they're doing down there is telling the world they want to end democracy and become a theocracy. No can do on anyone's watch who cares about America and what we stand for in this country. Exactly. American values are freedom of religion and freedom from religion. Don't insert your religion and force other people to do it. We have so many people in this multicultural country that practice all kinds of religions, and they're entitled to do so. Let's not ram it down our throats. And Sally says, I'm getting nervous because I don't want to live in Gilead, so I have to vote. I'll be knocking on doors, making calls, whatever it takes to vote blue, no matter who. Biden Harris 2024, that's the way to go. Thank you, Sally. I'm going to end on that note. Hey, don't forget to friend us on Facebook. Friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Rights. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. We'll keep the conversation going. Thank you, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, MLTCS headquarters, for keeping us moving. And thank you so much. Drive safe. Play nice. Dream big. And come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. I will leave you with one for Donald Trump because, guess what? The interest is accruing. We'll pay you back with interest from the holidays on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Take care.
Look at the sun.